Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The share should be Lazibu Kogan Bukaro, Yaakov and Sarah Esther, and Schus Rechana Reis Basmir Rivka, Leda Kali, Leda Pari Vishalim, Baramecha Rishasa Gido, Arichus Yam Mishanim Tovos, and Rufu Shlam, Rufu Mor Rabbi Shalita, Baruch Vatzlacha for Rabbi Moshe Gavriel Ben Yehudis, and Rabbi Tzvi Moshe Ben Sarah Leia, Baruch Vatzlacha. We're learning a little Torah from the Heiligam Yaakov Moshe Chalap, and it's Sefer Meimara Man Purim. This is volume Tazayin, Maimer Mem Hey. It says in Tanah Debei Eliyahu, Zuta Parsha Aleph, Amru Gedolah Tzedakah, Miyom Shenivra HaOlam, Vaad Achshav Kol Hanois Nahareu Mishtabech, V'Koleit Atzmoi Midina Shel Gehenna, Shenemer Ashrei Maskil Aldol B'Yom Ra'ayim Alteyu Hashem, Enilim Ra'ayim Dina Shel Gehenna, Shenemer Aser Kas Melibecha V'Avera Mipsarecha, V'Yomer Ashrei Shomrei Mishbaros Tzedakah B'Chol Eis. Says that tzedakah is very, very great. From the time the heavens and earth were created until now, anybody who gives tzedakah is praised, and he saves himself from the din of Gehenna. As it says, fortunate is the one who is wise towards a poor person. On an evil day, God will save him. The evil day is the day of Gehenna. As it says, remove anger from your heart and remove evil from your flesh. The evil is Gehenna. And it also says in Tehillim, Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat, fortunate is he who guards judgment, justice, Oset Tzedakah, and he does Tzedakah B'chol Eis at all times. So we have to understand what it means, Miyom Shenivra HaOlam, from the day the world was created. That's how it starts. Why does it have to say from the day the world was created? What would it have been lacking if it would have just said, Tzedakah is great, Mama saves you from Gehenna? What's this emphasis on Miyom Shenivra HaOlam, from the day that the world was created, from the day the heavens and earth were created? Why doesn't it just say, you get stuck, it's gevaldik. You're mishtabech, you're called the atzmo b'dino shel gehenem. So it appears, says Maran Arav, that the sin caused that evil should mix in with good and was pogam all of the olamas. Nevertheless, there is sometimes that the sin hasn't reached there. That's the inyan of Kedushas HaTorah. It says, Ein tov el Torah avos perek vav mishnah gimel. Torah was not nivgam, and the evil hasn't reached the Torah, and it remains in its holiness and its good purity. And because of this, even if a person's osik b'Torah shelo lishma, his maila is very great. And not only that, but mitoch shelo lishma balishma. And lezos hagam shelomid eino margish gedulas kedusha shel Torah calls man shelegelas balishma. Even though a person doesn't realize the greatness of Torah, if he's not osik in Torah lishma. But the Torah itself, mitzanat smusa, hasn't been blemished. Upoelis pulasa, the lo made b'chol hanizgav shelanu. Ukamokin b'tzdaka lo nifgama mitzvah halazus. The Torah hasn't been nifgam. That a person learns Torah, even if he's learning Torah shelo lishma, the Torah is not a Torah paguma, even if he doesn't yet realize the greatness of Torah. But it's still a good, pure Torah, that the evil hasn't touched this Torah. So too, the mitzvah of tzedakah. The mitzvah of tzedakah has not been nifgam and has not been blemished. And therefore, even if a person gives tzedakah shelo lishma, he says he's only giving tzedakah that his son should live, this person's a tzaddik gamor. And that's what Rashi brings in Parshas Lech Lecha, Ve'ezcha l'goy gadol, that's what it means, Elokei Avram. Ve'averechecha, that's what it means, Elokei Yitzchak. Ve'agad l'shemecha, that's Elokei Yaakov. I might think that you finish off Chos Memekulam Bruchat Hashem again Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. No, Veheyei Bracha B'chah Chosman, we only finished the Bracha with Avram and now with the other Avos HaKavana Shkol Echad Me'Avos Sol Derech Lebanav. All of the Avos paved the path for their children. V'yachal Shebesof Lo Giv Yisrael L'Dei Gulasam Zulasim Yiskavtsu Bem Kol Derech HaKodesh Shel Avos. Maybe the Gula is not going to come unless we gather all of the holy ways of our Avos, and if we're not pure and complete in the great holy pathways of the Avos, we chas v'shalom are not going to be redeemed. And therefore the Gemara says no. The Rashi says, based on the Chazal, v'heye bracha b'chachosmin. In other words, with you we're sealed. How are we going to have the geula? Only with your midah, the midah of chesed l'avram, with that midah we're going to have the redemption. And that's pshat in the Tanah Debei Eliyahu. Miyom shenivra olam ad ata, kol anosna kol eid atzum min hagehenem. From the day the world is created until now, if you give tzedakah, you save yourself from Gehenna. Your still tzedaka is in the same pure state that it was before sin was poking the world. And therefore, you save yourself from the din of Gehenna, which is a koach that destroys existence. And through tzedaka, a person is redeemed and freed from any koach that destroys, and he is stored away in this eternal place of storage and preservation. So that's Miyom Shenivra Olam, from the day the world is created, meaning that tzedaka remains in its primal state of purity. And with that we can understand what Chazal say, Amar Reish Lakish, Golav Yadulf, Nei Misham Ravahaya Olam, Shasid Haman Lishkol Shkolam HaYisrael, Afikah Chiklim Shekleim Lishkolav, Ha'in Da Amalek Be'ikar, Rotze Leluchom Madvar Al-Dvar Ma'amiyuchadim LeYisrael, Shebi Yisodim Mekan LeYisrael Amal Sheheim, Kol Kach Musharim Be'esis Yachdus Beinam Levim Shvashamayim, Rotze Lakor Zem Yisrael, Al Zkein, Be'es Sheyatzum Anam Lukot Be'yom HaShabbos, Vayechil Shabbos HaMiyuchad LeYisrael, Beini Uvein B'nei Yisrael, Goram Zesh and Nitan Rishus Lamashchis Amalek Levazus Milosem Shel Yisrael, Shegam Kein Hu HaMitzvah Miyachedis Es Yisrael. The Gemara says that it's revealed to Reish Lakish before God that Haman is going to weigh Shkalim against the Jewish people to buy his right to kill them, and therefore we first give our Shkalim. And the explanation of this is that Amalek wants to be wage war against those things that are special and unique for the Jewish people. He's mekaneing the Jewish people that they're so strong and happy and they're unique and they have this special relationship with Hashem, and he wants to uproot this. And therefore, when the Jewish people went out to do Lilkot B'Yom HaShabbos, do Melacha on Shabbos and Shmos Tezayin Chav Zayin, and there was a special chilul of Shabbos that's special for the Jewish people, that's Bein Yuvim B'nei Yisrael, like it says in Lamed Aleph Yud Zayin Shmos. So this caused that the destroying power of Amalek can come and be Mivazim Milosayim Shel Yisrael, right? Like Chazal say, Karcha B'derech, that they're Mivaz of the Milos, they cut the meal and throw them Klapei Shemaya, throw them to the heavens, because this is what's special for the Jews. So that gives Amalek the power. So the Haman wanted to be pogam this mitzvah of tzedaka that's not pogum, that's special for the Jewish people. And the din is that if you say tzedaka, I'm giving this an unconditioned that my son live, this person's a tzadigam, because it's such a pure mitzvah, it's not even nifgam by the kavan of lol shema, but the goyim can't say that, the chesed l'umim chatas. And they don't have the purest of intentions. And he wanted to be shokel aseres alafim kikare zav with tzedaka. So Rabbi Yonatan Aibishes says the same idea, that this money is going to tzedaka. She mitzvah zu poel is gam lenochrim. Kmo she'amar b'Nebuchadnezzar v'chata echa b'tzedaka prok. L'haras she'gam lehem koach b'tzedaka. And therefore, first he was makdim our shkalim. That I was actually a zocher for this, to think of this gedank before I saw it in Rav Chalap. It's a special schus to be mechavet Rav Chalap. Happens once in a lifetime. In any event, Haman wanted to give it. Haman wanted to give this koach of nedivus, the koach of tzedaka. Like also Rabbi Yonatan Aibishitz writes Haman says, and do what's good in your eyes, which is to give tzedaka, because even he understood the power of tzedaka. And therefore, the kadmush ashkalim hainu sheyisod haderech l'slilas nesina tzedaka salalnu anachnu. Therefore, no, we give our shkalim first, and Haman is just a bad imitation, and that's what it means. Kadmush sheklai l'shkalecha. To say that you're not the one who's mechadish this koach, the Jewish people are, and this is ganuv etzel ha'amim Yisrael, and you stole it. So that's the koach of tzedakah. So Purim is a special time to give tzedakah. And then Rav Chalap concludes, this is usually a shal shudis rasha, that we have Shmuos and Oros in Russia, what's going on with the Jews, and people are dying of starvation, and let's try to save them. So this was a little bit of an appeal for tzedakah for our brothers in Russia. So we should all be zochem with Hashem. One way we're on, and this one we're on. Amen, be amen, shalom, sweetest friends.